This is the Real Grand Podcast. Welcome home. Good morning, everybody. It's Good another morning. Week. We'll say hi to the camera, whoever's watching on YouTube or video. Today we are spending some time with Miss Daphne Michelle, as you may have heard of her. So good morning and thanks.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Yes, ma'am. And we actually, I got here like 2 seconds before her, so I'm sorry that I was late at our own place.
It's okay. You know what? It's funny because I'm always late to places, but today I was like, I'll be early today.
And we were in San Juan, guys, which apparently we're all from that side of town. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, you know what? I wouldn't mind if she's running a little late. I was telling my wife, like, man, hopefully she's like at the Starbucks line or something, but that's good though. That's good. Yeah. You know, being on time is... Being early is important.
It is.
But anyway, so we're hanging out with Miss Daphne here. So I think I found you on Spotify.
Like, okay.
I don't remember how. Because I just like I'm always like looking for people from around here or just music in general.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I noticed, like right now, if I go to it, it says 19.3k monthly listeners.
That's I know a lot, guys. That is insane.
That's so, a lot.
Honestly,
like how did that happen?
I want to say something. So for me, when I saw the highest I've ever had was like 45 point something monthly.
Oh my gosh.
When that happened, I was like, okay, like whatever. And then I had to like take a step back and be like, wait a minute. If I put like 45,000 people in a room, that's insane. I mean, like, that's insane.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is.
Like if you had a show with 45,000 people.
So like if you see a number in a screen, like even if you see your likes, right? You see the number and it's just like a number. But if you like envision that number of people in a room, you're like, what the heck?
That's, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
So I thought it was insane. Like, I don't know. But it just happened very random. Like I made my music because I love music and I was just like I'm super passionate about it. And I did it with no expectations. So the fact that number of people are listening to my music and going into my profile is insane.
Yeah, that is insane. And that's why I'm saying, like, the first thing I was looking at, and that's on 19,000, but you've hit 45.
Mm-hmm.
You've hit 45. So yeah, guys, so she's a singer. You can find her on YouTube as well and on Spotify. How would you describe your genre? For, like, because a lot of us, you know, for our listeners that aren't, mm-hmm. haven't found you yet, like, what kind of music?
I would say it's, like, boleros. So boleros, it's a very like romantic genre. It's literally all about love. I'm a hopeless romantic to the core. So yeah, but I like to add a little touch of like modern to it so it could be more relatable, I guess, right now.
Okay.
So yeah.
So that's kind of the style. And it's a lot of, so it's boleros, so like a lot of Spanish, right?
Yeah,
like
a lot of Spanish.
But I heard one in English, right?
Yeah, so we did a cover of jazz because I love jazz too. So there's two jazz songs, it's Sway and A Pair of Eyes, and we kind of like mashed them together. So yeah, we did that too.
Have you ever done like formal vocal lessons?
Never. In seventh grade, I did take choir. That was like the first time I ever sang in front of people. And that was like the first time that I remember I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow for like a project. And people were like, wait, like you sing good. And that was like the first time I was like, maybe I do sing good, you know, like, but yeah.
You have this voice, like, it's kind of soothing.
Thank
like,
you.
That's why I was asking, like, if this was, like, a formal train, like, this kind of natural.
No, yeah, and honestly, I've never taken, like, actual voice lessons, which I probably should. I know that there's room for improvement, definitely, but, yeah, no.
So, and you said you started just because, like you just had the passion for it, like.
Yeah, so.
Is this a family business? Is everyone into music, or?
Honestly, no, I mean, my dad listens to, like, cumbias and stuff, So growing up, I loved Hannah Montana. Like I was the biggest fan. I still love Miley Cyrus. Like if I ever met her, I would cry. So yeah, I remember watching Hannah Montana and being like, I want to be a pop star. You know, like that was like my dream. I would put my teddy bears and I would like sing to them and have little concerts in my room. That was me growing up. Yeah. So it's just crazy that I'm actually, okay, I'm not like Hannah Montana right now, right? But just doing little gigs that I do now and opening concerts for artists is just insane.
So that's what I wanted to ask you, like, because a lot of people can have that story, right? Like, oh, I love listening to this person, or like, I just love singing in the shower. But how do you go from like, I love Hannah Montana, I want to do that, to having like all those stats, like, because I saw your Spotify Wrapped, and like that's impressive, man. Like, you people are listening from everywhere, a lot of Latin American countries. But like, how did you do that, like, to get to that, to the level that you're at now? And you're kind of just starting still, which is the most impressive part.
So everything I've done has been natural, you know. I haven't done something, an extra step to get to where I'm at. Everything has been very genuine. And so what helped me was that Spotify put my songs in their playlists. So you know how Spotify makes like Hot Hits 2024 or things like that? They put my songs in Boleros Pop, which are huge playlist, where Luis Miguel comes out, Daniel Me Estás Matando, Natalia Lafourcade. So I can't even believe I'm on that playlist, because it's like crazy artists.
You didn't set that up?
I did not. So I heard the song and they added it literally the day I released it. And I was going crazy. I was like, what? I cannot believe this.
They didn't tell you either?
No,
found that it was in their playlist?
Yeah. So I have I could see like my analytics and all of that on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
So I go in there like just because I wanted to see how the song was doing. And then like, yeah, it tells you like, Spotify added this song to such playlist. And I was like, what? Yeah.
And you checked and you saw who was on that playlist?
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It was amazing. It still is amazing. It's like, wow.
What? And so that was like, you had nothing to do with that.
No, yeah. It just happened.
From day one.
They just choose. It's not like you can like be like, hey, Spotify, can I please be on the playlist? Yeah. Like,
you didn't pay for it. It was no marketing. No. How long ago was that?
That was the year, that was 2020. Two, when I like started my whole like little music career.
So immediately they put you on, and that gave you a lot of exposure, I guess.
Mm-hmm. People started like texting me. Still to this day, people from Spain, Colombia, they'll be texting me like, hey, I just discovered you. And like, so yesterday, Vicente Garcia, I have to show off. Vicente Garcia is a Latin artist. He has like 4 Grammys. He's amazing. He followed me on Instagram and I was like, heck. And I text him like, hey, thank you so much for the follow, I love your music. And he's like, I just heard one of your songs and it's amazing, I love it. So wow. I started thinking, and I'm like, where do you find? And I saw that we're both in a playlist together, like a Spotify playlist, so he probably heard my song there.
Another Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
So and you said this was like 2022, right, when everything got started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess that is how it started, right? You put it out, and then like it got, I guess Spotify found it, right, through its algorithm or something like that.
I really don't know how it works.
And since then, you've been able to play shows, right? Like, you've been invited to like do like open for people and all that.
Yeah. So I love this band called Daniel Me Estás Matando, and they're kind of the reason I wanted to do boleros too. And one day they just invited me to open the concert for them, and I've opened for them twice. Well, actually, no. I opened for them once, and the second time I sang a song with them, which was even like crazier, in Monterrey and here in the Valley. So,
okay. So you would say that they were some of your influences?
Yes, definitely.
100%. And then all of a sudden you're like playing with them?
Yes. And I told them, I was like, you guys don't, like, you will not understand how crazy this is to me. It still feels like a dream.
Yeah. So, so speaking of that, like, how did you come to have the sound that you have? I know you said that you're kind of just like a hopeless romantic yourself, but like, because that's one of the interesting things about musicians or like music in general, because we can listen to a whole bunch of stuff, right? Like, like you can listen to like rap in the morning, or like you can be listening to country music, but every artist has their own style, right? Yeah. Like, you can think of your favorite artist and they might be listening to something way off from what they do, but what comes out of them just happens to be like rock or like Latin, like jazz, right? So like, how did you come to have the sound that you have?
I grew up listening to Natalia Lafourcade, and I just love her sound, but more than that, it gives me so much peace. Like, that's the music I'll listen to feel good. And when I started writing, first like poems, and then I started making melodies to those poems. And I found that the melodies I would make up in my head were always that genre, that style. So it just naturally happened. It was never like, I want to sing this. It just happened.
Just came out that way.
Yeah.
So that is how it happens then. Yeah. Cause you, like you said, you weren't like going for that, right? That means it's supernatural. Like,
it is. Honestly, it is. And the way my melodies come up in my head, it's like I'll be driving or I'll be like about to fall asleep, and I'll start like imagining the melody, and I'm like voice notes. If you see my voice notes, like they're stacked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just
wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. It's always when I'm driving, too. I've noticed that. Mm. So, yeah, I'll start, like, recording the little, and then I'll write to that melody.
And where do you record your actual stuff? Like, here in the valley?
Or? In Monterrey.
In Monterrey, mm-hmm. Okay. How'd that happen? Like, do you have connections over there?
Yeah, so they're producers. They're actually amazing. I mean, I've tried a few producers, and they're all great, but they're the ones that just get me. Like, they're amazing. So, yeah, it was just like a connection, a mutual friend we had, mm-hmm. and he makes music too, so he introduced me to them.
And then that's where you recorded the first songs that you're talking about?
That's actually where I've recorded every song that's out on Spotify.
Okay, so even mm-hmm. now, if you're going to do something, you're going to go to Monterrey?
Yeah, so I do have a song. I just came back like a week ago from Monterrey. I have a song coming up. I wish I could play for you guys, but I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Is it finished already?
Yeah. They just need to like mix it and stuff, but it's like pretty much done.
So when are we going to listen to the song? When is it?
I want it to come out next month. So hopefully by next month, it'll be out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it just you?
Yeah, it's just me.
Okay. Singing. Okay. How long have you been working on that one?
That is the first song I wrote, actually,
oh, wow.
in my life. I was like 19 years old when I wrote that song. And it's so special to me because that's the song that I kind of like came out to people and I was like, hey, like I wrote a song, you know, like little old me.
Yeah.
I shared it to my parents. I shared it to a friend and stuff. And they were like, hey, this is good, you know, like, so that was like the first time I ever kind of like admitted that I was like writing music or whatever. So it's very special to me.
I like that. I like, because when you said little old me, that has meaning there, because that's how a lot of it us does. Feel, right? Like, it's just me. You're like who's gonna listen to me?
Exactly. And you know, like, I think about, so for me, life, there was a point in my life where I was just living life like automatic, like wake up, go to work, study, go back to sleep, go to the gym, whatever
routines.
Exactly. And life was just so bland, you know. And ever since I took the step to do something that I'm truly passionate about, because I can truly say that I'm passionate about this, my life has changed completely, you know, for the better. I feel so happy. I feel fulfilled. I feel like excited to be living life. And, you know, I feel like having a passion is what life is all about, you know, and when you find something you're passionate about, you need to hold on to that because it just makes you feel happy.
So then what was the catalyst that made you make that jump?
I guess I just woke up one day and did the same routine I did. And I remember I was writing Para Que, which was the first single I ever released.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. And I remember being like, okay, another song. I have a journal full of songs and stuff. And I was like, whatever. I put the journal down. And I just started bawling. Like, I was crying. And I was like, what am I ever going to do with these songs? You know, like, and I was like, it's not impossible to release a song, you know, like, why not? So I reached out to the friend right in that moment. I'm like, hey, I want to do something about my songs. Like, can you help me? He's like, yeah. And that's when he gave me the number to the producers. And I just jumped
right there and then.
Yeah. Cause I was like, what am I doing? Like, why not? You know what was holding me back? What people would say. Back then, I feel like I would worry too much about what people thought.
Cause it's you, right?
Yeah. So I was like, what if they don't, not so much like what they think about me, but what they think about my work. You know, because that's something I'm like, that's mine. Like, I made that.
Oh.
So I was like, what if people don't like my music? Like, that's going to hurt, you know, because that's.
Okay. So that was like one of the initial fears.
Yeah,
so
that was a fear.
Let's fast forward now. Like, you were worried about what will people think. So what do they think? What do they think now?
I really don't know. And I'm not worried about it. That's the thing. Like,
that's awesome.
Exactly. Like, ever since I took that jump, I was like, this is my life. Like, if I die tomorrow, like, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. And all those people, like, who cares, you know? So it's just like,
you were worried about them the whole time.
Yeah.
And, like, what difference would it make, right?
Mm-hmm. So now I'm just here doing what I actually love. And
so you just had to do it.
Yeah.
Because you were writing the music. Like, everything was there all along. You just had to do it.
Yeah, I just had to take
it's
that
job.
It's
weird how simple that is. Right? Like, it's not. Yeah. Like, it takes a lot. But if you, like, when you see it and you listen to it like that, like, it's as simple as that, right? Like, just do it.
Yeah, just taking that leap of faith, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even like I did it to be, like, expecting to have streams or whatever. I did it for me. I did it thinking, like, this is going to make me happy and this is going to make me feel accomplished. And everything else just fell in place.
I think that's why you got to where you've gotten so far, because you did it, for the right reasons, you know, like, for you. because people can feel that, like, when, like, music, you can feel music, like, you can feel the energy, you feel the message, like, you can tell when someone's authentic.
Yeah, and you know what, like, I remember thinking, and still to this day, I write music, and I'm like, if somebody can relate to these lyrics, that's it, like, that's what this is all about anyway. You know, like, music has helped me heal, it's helped me feel, like, music is everything to me, lyrics are everything to me, so... You know, sometimes I receive messages from people saying, like, you know, this song, Para Que, like, I went through something exactly like that. So, like, thank you for writing this. That is, like, the best feeling ever. Like, it makes me, it's, like, an unexplainable feeling.
And then that just gives you the drive, right, to keep going.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I try to reply to every message I get on my DMs. People from all over the world that it's, like, I cannot believe, like, places I've never even been to and probably will never be to. And it's just crazy.
Okay, so for all those people that have been, like, messaging her that love her stuff, let's learn a little bit more about her. Let me ask you this first. Do you play any instruments?
I play the ukulele.
Oh, I saw that on your stories or something. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Like, that's fun.
It is. I love it. It's like a cute little instrument, and it's very, like, it reminds me of, I don't know, just, like, a happy place, you know? It's, like, a cute little instrument.
The tone and everything. Yeah, the pitch.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, a bubbly instrument. I don't know how to explain it.
But can you, like, do you play your music with a ukulele?
Yeah, I've written some songs with my ukulele. Mm-hmm.
That style?
Yeah. Then I just, like, transform them into something else. Like, I take it to the studio and it just becomes something else.
Okay, so let's play some speed rounds. Let's get you a little...
Let's get
you a little ice broken here. We'll start easy. Coffee or tea?
Coffee, 100%.
She's drinking some right now. It's black, by the way, everybody. She's drinking it black.
I'm intense like that. Just kidding.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
I'll say morning person.
Okay. Is that because the gym happens in the morning?
No, actually, the gym happens in the afternoons, but in the mornings, I like writing. That's when I like writing. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever forgotten lyrics to a song when you're on stage?
Yes.
You have?
My own lyrics, too. Like, what the heck?
So what happens there? These are, like, speed rounds, but I'm, like, stopping at every... So, like, you've been, like singing live and you forget what you're supposed to sing?
Yes. And it was, like, it was, like, a big place. It was Mexland. It was, like, this...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This event they do here in the Valley. And I just, like, made up the words. No one knows, though, because it's my music. So it's like, eh.
For how much of it, though? Like,
and just, like, the beginning.
You just made up the words? Yeah. Were you nervous? Was that scary?
Yes. That was the first time I sang in the Valley, like, in a big crowd. So that's why I was nervous, because I'm like, these are my homies, you know? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it means more.
Yeah. So I sing in Monterrey, and it's like, eh, these people don't know me.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
here in the Valley, it's like,
I know that
I've probably seen that guy in Walmart, you know?
Yeah. Well, I meant, were you nervous at that moment, but you, like, for the whole in general thing, too.
Yeah.
Was that your first big show?
Yeah, actually.
What's it called again?
Mexland.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's in McAllen, right?
Yeah, in McAllen, the convention center.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun.
Did you get to know how many people were there watching you?
Not
really.
Did
they give you a count or anything like that? No. Mm-mm. It's probably better that they didn't.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there anyone there that recognized your stuff?
No, but some people came up to me afterwards to ask for my Spotify and stuff.
Oh, so for real? Like, yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's exposure. Mm-hmm. Favorite coffee shop?
I would say right now, Nuez de Azar. It's so good.
Where is that at?
Nuez de Azar. They have one on Jackson and one on Nolana. I don't know. I'm so bad at streets. I'm just saying things. But shout out to Nuez de Azar.
Okay. So favorite artist?
Oh my gosh, you can't do this to me. I am going to have to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to say Natalia Lafourcade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I can see the style, right? So that makes sense. What color best describes your personality?
I would say yellow.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yellow makes me happy, so.
Okay.
I would like to think I'm a happy person.
Would you rather be inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay. So a trip to a big city or to a national park?
I would say big city.
Any crazy phobias?
Maybe rats. Okay. Like, if I see a rat, I would probably, yeah.
Okay. Is it, but, like, more than your average, like, fear of rats? Like,
yeah.
Jump on the table and stuff.
Yeah,
like
jump
that?
On the table. Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
Not really, but I'm like, I just don't like the sight of them. Like, if I see them in movies and stuff, like, I do feel a type of way. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, so. In your skin. Mm-hmm. Did you never see one in real life? Like, a big one?
I don't think so.
No, we'll keep it that way.
Yeah, right? I hope not.
We'll keep it that way. Any secret hobbies? I know you're a gym rat, right? Oh, that was actually just ironic. Really. You're a gym person. I didn't mean that.
You did that on purpose, right?
I did not do that on purpose.
So, hobbies. It's going to be really weird. Okay. But I like staring at people. Like, I like going to places and sitting.
Okay, explain that. Because I've heard that before. Like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean as a pastime? Like, to stare at people?
I'll literally go to, like, let's say a park. And I'll sit down, or a coffee shop, more than like a park. That's more. So I'll sit down at a coffee shop and I'll have my coffee. And it's not like I'll be like staring at someone, right? Mm-hmm. No. Like I'm like looking around, like, and I get inspiration from that. I know that is really weird.
Okay, never heard. That was a plot twist. Okay, you get inspiration. So you're intentionally looking at the people, like.
Not even intentionally. It just kind of happens. So I'll be staring. Okay, so one of the songs I wrote, it was because I saw like an old couple having a coffee together, and the man was just so sweet to his wife, I'm assuming. And I just kind of like, I was like, oh, you know, and I just started writing something.
Because you felt it based off what you saw? Wow. So there's a song out there that was based off of some couple.
It still doesn't come out, but you know.
Out there in the world, there's a couple that has no idea that a song is. You see, that's a beauty. Like, always be nice, guys, because maybe somebody's writing a song about you. I know. And you have no idea.
So yeah, if you treat me bad, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to write a bad song about you.
I know. That's the other side of that coin.
Just kidding. So
watching people. Okay. And you're feeling like their vibes or what? Mm-hmm. What are you looking for?
Not even looking for anything. It's just like seeing what they're doing. So like, for example, then I saw how the man would like go get napkins for her and things like that, like making sure she was like comfortable. So I kind of just wrote a song like about the little things.
So you're always writing songs?
I don't ever sit down and intentionally think like I'm gonna write a song today. It kind of just happens. So whenever I feel inspired, that's when I write songs.
So it's never like on Monday at 3, I'm going to write. Like,
exactly.
It just happens. And it's in the car, poems. You said?
Yeah, that's when I make the melodies. So, and then poems, I love writing poems. And sometimes the poems turn to songs.
You ever done poetry nights?
Never.
No?
Yeah, I feel like that feels more intimate than a song. You know, the song has like background music to distract you from the words, I guess. And poetry is just like literally the words you're saying.
Oh, it's like raw, deeper. That's true. And it's usually with more intimate crowds, right? Like smaller groups, and they're like, feeling your energy and stuff like that. But you've written a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So that's like the secret book of like poems.
Yeah. Actually, one of my goals, I guess I'll say it, is to write a little like un poemario, no sé cómo se diga, like a poet, like a little poem book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, like to actually publish one?
Yeah. I'm working on that. So
that's going to happen.
Hopefully. No, it is going to happen.
It is going to happen.
I'm going to put it out in the world. Yeah. Okay.
So another thing, talking about, because I've seen on your Instagram, like, you're like really into fitness, right? Like, I know I've said that a couple of times, but like, is that why do you exercise? Let me ask you that, if that makes sense.
It just makes me feel less anxious at night. You know, that's like the simple answer, I guess. When I'm not active, I do find myself at night kind of just like, oh my gosh, like I have like so much energy in me.
So you physically feel the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of like, and just to be healthy, you know, it's not like I don't have like a strict diet. Like I will not eat that because no, like I'll be eating whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And the gym is just kind of like to keep a balance.
So that's what the active life does. What does music do for you?
Music just.
What does it give you?
It just gives me so much peace, you know, and it just heals me. I know it's like so cheesy, but it really does. And words are so powerful, you know. And I'm a person that feels on another level. Like I do feel like if I feel happy, I feel super happy. If I feel sad, I feel super sad. So I have to express those feelings in a way. So I found that capturing my emotions on paper is what helps me. And it's crazy because I'll be looking back at my journals, looking back at my poems, looking back at the letters I wrote, songs. And I just want to like to look at that and be like, these were my emotions in that moment. And now I'm here. It helps me like see how much I've grown or how much I haven't grown.
So it's captured moments in time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay, I'm still feeling this way. And a year ago I was feeling this way. So what do I need to change? Or like, you know what? I'm so proud of myself because now I was feeling like this and now I'm over here, you know, like. It's crazy to go back to your emotions like that. Because if you think about it, a picture, like you could see a picture, but you don't remember how you were feeling, like exactly, or I don't know. So it's cool to have your emotions in a piece of paper and to be able to go back. Sometimes I want to go back and like hug myself in that moment and be like, you know, that's really cool.
That's so cool. Cause like the reason this is interesting is because it's not every day that you get to get inside the artist's mind. Like all your favorite songs, like what were they feeling? Because a lot of times we think about like our interpretation, but that's so cool. Like we're like now, maybe like somebody who's listened to your songs a billion times, next time it's going to be different because now they're like, oh, okay, so this was like a snapshot in her life.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
And it's going to take you back to like that moment.
Yeah, it's crazy because when I write music, it's not just random things I'm writing. It's like actual things that I felt at a certain point in my life.
So it's not like stories like Juanito, like
when out. This one's for Juanito. Nah. Yeah, yeah.
This is like your life.
Yeah, it's just emotions, you know, so little intimate. Snippets of things I've been through, you know.
Yeah, so you're putting yourself out there. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's probably one of the things that like is scary, right?
That
like,
is the scariest part of it because it's like actual things that were a part of my life that I'm sharing with the world, literally. Mm-hmm.
And they're listening. That's a whole other aspect.
But the cool part is like, I'm sure somebody went through the same kind of thing and like them being able to relate and me being able to provide something for them to, you know, listen to and be like, you know what? It's cool.
And how do you get to be like, are you like into marketing? Like, how did you get to be on that show in McAllen or with your favorite band? Like,
so the marketing part of all of this, I struggle with that. So if you're a marketing, hit me up. No, but really I do struggle with that because I get a little self-conscious when it comes to that, like me posting myself singing and things like that, which is ironic because that's literally what I want to do in life. But yeah, I struggle a little bit in that.
But you've gotten to like, you found yourself on stage.
Uh-huh. So the way it happened, the opening artist, I was with a label called Palapa in Monterrey, and they showed my project to them, to the singers. They liked it, and they like contacted me saying like, hey, we want you to open for us.
Well, that's even cooler because they reached out to you.
Yeah, and now we're friends, like literally, like they, when they came to the Valley, we went to have breakfast and stuff, and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm with these guys right now.
Oh yeah,
so
it's
was
a
just,
weird feeling, right?
Yeah, and little old me feeling. I have them like on WhatsApp and Instagram, and they're just like Ivan will be texting me and I'm like, what is going on, you know, like I'm just there texting him like,
yeah, those are little like the little moments where you realize.
Yeah,
like,
I never thought that would happen.
It just gets better from there.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, that is really cool. I was gonna ask you something and I forgot. So like, I like that you say all these things because it's like kind of shows that like anyone can really do it if you make the jump, right? If you, because like you also at one point you also weren't there because you didn't make the jump.
Exactly.
It's just, and it's like, you look back and you're like, man, why didn't I do it sooner?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like,
everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. You know, like, cool. I'm not mad that I didn't do it before. I'm not mad that, you know, everything just fell in place the way it's.
Anything coming up in the future? Any like big shows or any, you have that song coming up?
Yeah, I have a few songs coming up. I have a manager now too. So it's very exciting and he's awesome. So yeah, I feel like I can finally say like, you know what? I do want to do this. Like last year I was kind of like iffy about it, not because I didn't know if I wanted to, but because I was kind of scared. Like, what if I can't? And you know, like now I have this mentality of I'm just going to do it. Like I'm going to go for it. If it happens, it happens. And if not, so yeah, definitely. I have a few songs coming up. The one that is coming up is called Quiereme Despacito. So that's going to be the first single that we release.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Cool. I'm so excited.
And you play like at Sidebar, right? Like different places around here?
I used to play at Sidebar, yeah. I don't play there anymore, but it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. I love jazz, so it was like...
Is that what you were doing?
Jazz music? Yeah, jazz.
So, and that's cool because it gives you more live experience and stuff like that. Did you... Because you mentioned Monterrey a lot. Is that where you grew up or did you
My parents are from there, yeah. I was born here, but I go there literally all the time because that's where my parents are from.
Okay, so kind of just like, oh, I went to Westlaco today, right? It's like same thing.
Yeah,
like I went to Corpus.
And it's okay. So close, like it's like 3 hours away, but with the way my dad drives, like 1 hour away.
Oh yeah,
if you're a cop, just kidding. But yeah. So
okay, so it's part of you still, like,
yeah.
Did you grow up here?
I grew up here. I was born and raised in McAllen, Texas.
Oh yeah. Snap. Okay. Born in McAllen.
Yeah.
Okay, in the big white hospital, as they would call it.
That's the one.
Which is not white anymore.
Yeah.
But people still call it that.
Yeah,
because I work at the hospital, and they're like, yeah, the white hospital. Well, I don't work at that one.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, I did this at the white hospital. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
What is it even called? Like,
McKellen Medical?
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the white hospital. Now it's going to have to be the brown. But there's like a whole bunch of brown ones. Mm-hmm. They all are brown. But anyway,
yeah.
So that's cool. So born and raised in McKellen. Are you planning to stick around? Are you going to take off at some point? Or?
So I do want to leave the Valley. I love the Valley. This is my home. But I do want to go to Mexico City, maybe. Even Monterrey.
For this?
Yeah. Miami would be the dream, right? But I think Mexico City is more like soon to come.
Mm-hmm. But this is always home, though. Like, it's not going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to make a difference as far. You're always going to be like 956 born and raised.
Oh, yeah. Right? 956 yeah. All the way.
Well, we won't get into their stuff, but... I was going to ask you, is there anything you want to say, like, to your listeners?
Actually. I turn around.
Yeah, anything that, like...
Sue me in.
You got the whole Valley listening, you know? This is the Valley's podcast. And then also people from all over the place. Like, anything you want to say to everybody?
Yes, I do. I want to get deep.
In any language?
I start crying. I do want to say something. Let me take a deep breath.
You got to think about these things.
I'm very sentimental, and I feel like I don't want to cry. But okay. I just want to say something, guys. If you have a dream, this is going to be so cheesy, and I'm sorry for being this person, but I just want to invite you guys to, like, do what you want to do. Like, really, it makes you so happy, and it makes you feel so alive, honestly. So if there's something that you feel you're truly passionate about, but for some reason you're scared, or you feel like you can't do it, or it seems impossible, trust me, it's possible. Like, all you have to do is... take that leap of faith. But yeah, that's what life is all about. You know, life is too short to hold back and to not do what you actually want to do. So yeah, I just want everyone to, like, go and do what makes you happy, what you're passionate about. So yeah.
You're speaking from experience, right?
Yeah. I mean, my life changed completely. You know, life is so good now. And I'm not saying life wasn't good back then, but I'm just so happy to be alive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's... was English your first language, or was it
Spanish? No, pues español.
You want to say anything in Spanish?
Sí. Y yo dije, hola. No sé qué decir.
Hola. That's what I said.
Nada, pues a ver, ¿qué les digo? Bueno, les voy a decir ahora lo que... Voy a repetir lo que dije en inglés. Que nada, que sigan sus sueños, que si hay algo que los apasiona, que vayan y luchen por... Lucha por tu sueño, ¿eh? Y pues sí. Muchas gracias por escuchar mi música. Thank you guys if you do listen to my music, I'm so thankful. Honestly, like, every message I get, every little compliment I get about my music, I try to respond to, because it truly means so much to me. So thank you guys.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I like having, like, artists on, or just anybody, because, like, if you want to take music, for example, like, we listen to different types of music all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to someone, like, for example, when you listen to Daphne Michelle, like, you're listening to our people. Like, this is us. You know, like, this is our community. We got to support each other. On top of that, like, she also has a really nice voice. If you haven't noticed over these last, like, 45 minutes. And then that Spanish was pretty cool, too. But yeah, like, I mean, you know, if you're going to spend 15 minutes listening to something, support your own people. You know, like, we are each other's, like, neighbors and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's awesome seeing. Yesterday, I went to a bar and I saw, like, it was like a karaoke bar, and before the karaoke part, there was like a live band, local band, and I was like, that's awesome, you know?
Yeah, and it feels
same
different
people.
Too.
Yeah.
It feels different because, like, I'll be the first one to admit, like, your music is not my genre that I normally listen to, right? I'm more of a country guy or like a rock guy.
I leave, I'm
know,
like...
I she takes off. Like, why did you
cut
say
the
that
camera.
Before? Like, you're not my, the first
no,
genre
yeah.
that I'm going to listen to, but when I was listening to it, it felt good. Like, it felt different. One, because it just sounds nice, like, even though it's not what I listen to. But two, because, like, okay, this girl is, like, from here. So, like, it just, it means a little bit more. There's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel the connection. That's one of the powers of art in general. Like, music isn't art. Like, you feel the connection when you know that this person and you have something in common. And, like, being from the Valley. And also, like, the Valley is so secluded. Like, we got to take care of each other, man.
Yeah.
It is. Like, people think San Antonio is, like, South Texas. I mean, it is. But, like... But it really isn't, you know. That's low key. It's a whole other argument.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, just it's cool to find, you know, whether it's like a business owner or an artist or like whatever, you know, when they're from here, it it feels good, you know, to support each other.
And, yeah, it does.
And if you find yourself in Mexico City, like, you know, this is always going to be home. Just like if someone's listening from anywhere, you know, we know where we come from.
Yeah, so 100%.
And I love your style, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I can say that you introduced me to that. And what's it called?
Boleros.
I didn't want to butcher it. But like I learned boleros. I learned of them from Daphne from McAllen, Texas, right? From San Juan, Texas. So that's cool.
Thank you.
You know, it's just one more exposure to the world of music. So check her out. And then you're on Instagram too, right?
Yeah, Daphne Michelle.
Okay, is it like an underscore or is it just like...
No, Daphne Michelle with two E's in the ends.
Okay. So. Okay, because the other one E is like some other lady, right?
Yeah, so, some other girl.
I don't know, maybe.
I want to fight her for the username. Just kidding.
Oh, is that why it's two E's? Because like it wasn't available?
It's already taken.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, hey, give me the username.
So on Spotify, you're just one E?
On Spotify, yeah, just one E.
That it's supposed to be one E.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one E.
Oh, dang it. That's I know. Okay, whatever.
You
but
know what?
If it becomes available now. Let us know. But anyway, guys, so like we just got to meet another member of our neighborhood in the Rio Grande Valley, Miss Daphne. People call her Daphne, but when they hear of her, it's Daphne Michelle. So, you know, I guess interchangeably, whatever it'll come out to. So check her out. You know, we can be a fan of each other. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, right? So thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry that I was late again.
No, it's good. Honestly, it's such an honor to be here and to be able to share with the Valley people, you know, a little bit of my story. And yeah, so thank you for having me.
All right, guys. So remember, she's the color yellow, and we'll see you guys later. Check out, wait for her poem books.
Oh, yeah, for my poem and my new song coming out soon. So.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye.
It's not a drug. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Don't forget to follow the show on social media for updates on episodes, interactive content, and more opportunities to grow together. We'll see you again next week on your podcast, The Rio Grande Podcast. Stay safe. Take care.